Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget.
As a young lady, you will find many men proposing marriage to you. They will disturb you from lecture to hostel, from your workplace to your house, call you up and down. So many people will be proposing to you in church, from church to house. Everybody wants to marry you. But you can't marry everybody, and you can't also marry anybody. You have to marry your husband. Yes, you have to marry your husband. There may be many clothing materials that are good, but not all of them will suit into what you want or suit you. That is why it's important you bear in mind that you cannot marry any man. First, let me explain to you a very important truth about life. Life is for a purpose, it's not for fun. The purpose of life is what? It's to fulfill God's assignment for your life. That is to say, when God dispatched you on the earth, there is something he wants you to do. What life is all about is fulfilling that purpose. What your existence should be about is ensuring that that which God created you for becomes reality. What life is all about is ensuring that that thing which God made you for come to realization. Therefore, marriage should not be an obstacle. Marriage should not stop that purpose from manifesting. Marriage should not stop that purpose from becoming visible. As a matter of fact, I believe that your marriage is an achievement, not because it has conferred on you the right to answer Mrs. Okafor, but because it confers on you the support, the assistance that is required for you to double your productivity in fulfilling your purpose on earth. Therefore, the key thing I'm trying to help you see is this. Marriage should not be a distraction to the fulfillment of your purpose. It should be a support, making sure that your marriage turns out the best possible it can be, making sure that your marriage turns out the way it's supposed to be, making sure that your purpose becomes fulfilled in grand style. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Therefore, whoever you are going to marry should not be any man. It shouldn't just because the guy is nice, the guy is a good guy. I mean, there are many good guys that don't have any business with you and that will not be pillar of support in fulfillment of your purpose. There are many good guys that will not be pillar of support in raising the kind of godly children you want to raise. Therefore, even though they are good, even though they are pastors in your church, even though they are rich, even though they are connected, even though they have very promising and secure career, they do not have any business marrying you. You have no business with marriage with them. You can become classmates, you can become fellowship mates, you can become colleagues, very good friends, but not very good couple. You understand what I'm saying? And my reason is because it's not every person that can be a good support to you. Now, another key thing you should bear in mind about the fact that you can't marry any man is this. The fact that a man has all of those physical things, you can see, like he has job, good job, secure job, he has money and all that, doesn't mean he's also qualified or competent to be able to help you in that work of raising your children. Now, if you look at a man, for instance, and you find that that man is good, is nice, but he does not have the capacity to become a positive and good role model to your children, my sister, that man is not good enough to be your husband. He cannot be your husband. I'm not trying to condemn him. I'm only saying that he needs to settle down to take time to learn until he becomes good enough to occupy the office of a husband and a father in your home. Do you understand what I'm saying? If he has a kind of lifestyle, a kind of attitude to life and philosophy you don't want him to model to your children, then you have a responsibility on your own. You have a duty to ensure that you shut out such pollution from getting into your family, to shut out such influence from your children, so that these children will be protected from negative influences, so that they will be groomed to become good children and arrows in God's hands. Another thing you should bear in mind is this. Your husband should be an assistance to your work, an assistance to your ministry. It does not mean, for instance, you're a musician, that your husband should become a music producer. No. That's not what I'm saying. It's not necessarily like that. But you shouldn't be the kind of person that says, I want to marry you so that I'll give you enough money, you won't have to go to work again. When you are passionately running with your purpose in life, you know that God called you for an assignment, and you are passionately, strongly running to fulfill that assignment. Therefore, if a man is trying to marry you, And he says, oh, once I marry you, you'll stop this, your music ministry, your affairs things, and you know this work God called you to do, and you know you have to fulfill that assignment. My sister, you people are not going in the same direction. I didn't say you don't love him. I didn't say he doesn't love you. I'm not saying he's not a good man. I'm only saying you cannot marry any good man. You cannot marry any good man. I have many ladies around me. From my days on campus, I keep seeing fine, correct sisters. I didn't propose to any of them. I mean, I wasn't ready to marriage, and I wasn't ready about matter of the heart on campus. Now, but I continue my life normally. I see people, even till today, I still see people. But when I see you, we talk, and I find that we're not going in the same direction. It doesn't mean you're a bad girl. It doesn't mean I'm a bad man when you say no to my proposal. It just means that we are not going in the same direction, and it should go in your direction while I go in my own direction. This life is so interesting. God made it that way. We shouldn't make it uninteresting by trying to force ourselves where we are not supposed to be. I want to say again, if you find that a man thinks that your purpose is a joke that should be stopped as soon as you get married, my sister, chances are very good you don't have any business with him. There are many good men around, many good men in your church, many good men in your neighborhood, but please, you cannot marry any good man. You have to marry that good man that is your husband. I hope you understand that point. Now, what I've said so far in all of this is this. You will get married because that's for sure. Thank God about that. But please understand that life is for a purpose, and marriage is about uniting force with another person to produce a multiplier effect in the fulfillment of your purpose. It's not getting together with somebody that would divide your efforts and possibly suppress the fulfillment of that purpose. Therefore, you cannot marry any man. You can just marry a man that will be a suitable partner in the fulfillment of that assignment. Then another thing I also said is this: please understand that you can't also marry any man. You should marry a man that is capable to be a good role model to your children, a good role model to your family, the kind of man that has this kind of philosophy, ideology, and value system that you would want your children to emulate. So once he meets that condition, then that man most likely is suitable for you as a husband.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insights and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things we share with ladies, kindly visit brojid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access calls of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit brojid.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @brojidword.